Our subject, Production Operations Management, chapter number 6, and that is process planning. In chapter number 4, we have seen the various operations, and in the chapter number 5, we have seen the new product development, and now we move on to the process planning. A process is defined as a set of linked or related activities, one after the another, that take input and transform them into outputs with the purpose of producing a product. To some extent, we have seen in the last chapter, process. And the purpose of producing a product or information or a service for external or internal customers, and that is a process. A set of linked or related activities. So many operations, one after the another, is called as a process, which ultimately gives a product or service or information to the customer. A process is a systematic series of actions or series of operations directed to the achievement of a goal, that is a product or a service or information. Very, very important process approach, which you may have seen in earlier subjects like TQM and principles of management. Components of process, defined as 7 M's. Manpower is the first M. Manpower, people. Then methods, how you do it, how you do it, what is the way. That means product process design, operating procedures, how you produce the product, how you produce the service, how you produce the information. Then machines, which machines you use. We have seen various machines in chapter number 4. Which machines do you use, one after the another? Which tools you use, which equipment do you use, so that the method is defined. Then measurement, how you measure. Techniques and tools used to gather process performance data. What is the diameter? What is the length? What is the roundness error? What is the straightness error? Measurement. Then maintenance, care for process components, care for machines, care for equipment and training. Maintenance and training go hand in hand, and they are very important things. If there is poor maintenance and if there is poor training, your business cannot be productive. Very important things, maintenance and training. And then management, policy, work rules, environment, planning, organizing, staffing, directing, controlling, all this is management, that you know. So these are 7 M's: manpower, methods, machines, measurement, maintenance and management. So we are going to really see what is this process approach, which is very important in maintaining quality, in customer satisfaction. Everywhere we must have a process approach. It challenges us to do only those things these are value adding. I ask a question: I am doing something, is it adding value? Is it something for which customer is ready to pay me? Is it something which will add value to the product? Do only those things which are value adding from the customer's point of view. If it is not adding value, don't do it. And next important thing is, move from managing functions. That means we manage our function. What is my function? Quality assurance. What is my function? Engineering. No. We must move from managing functions to managing work process. For example, in engineering, I am doing something. Is it adding value? Is it adding value at all? No, don't do it. For example, I am doing some inspection, checking. Ask the question, is it adding value? Is it something for which customer is going to pay me? No, then don't do it. Try to avoid it. So process approach will teach us to do only those things which are value adding. Then move from managing results to managing the processes that produce the results. Move from piecemeal to system wide improvement, because we always keep busy, keep ourselves busy in doing some small things. Do such things which will improve the system. It will benefit the system as a whole. This is the process approach. So process management is a system for identifying the critical business processes of an enterprise. It can be any process, critical business process. Focusing on customer requirements, CTQ, to reduce work in process and decisions in process. Process management is a system for understanding the inputs and outputs of a cross-functional process and how they are transformed from input to output. Using process speed, process flexibility as a competitive weapon. Look at this. A process. Process effectiveness is meets the customer demands. That means do anything which is effective, which will meet customer's demand. Otherwise, don't do it. Then, process efficiency meets business objectives. What is business objective? Simple, to earn money. Simple, to keep the business environment very good. To see that environment is not polluted. Process meets business objectives. Whenever you start any business, in principles of management, we have seen that we have objectives, goals and objectives. We do a process if and only if it meets business objectives. That is process efficiency, and process effectiveness is it meets customer demand. So we should look at every process or every business process in this angle. Process planning, very important function in the operations management. Process planning is concerned with planning the conversion or transformation processes needed to convert the material into finished products. A production process is series of manufacturing operations, which we have seen in the chapter number 4, series of manufacturing operations performed at workstations to achieve the design specification of the planned output. So, we have a function called process planning. It consists of two parts. One is process design, that means sequence of various operations, and other is operations design, that means that particular operation itself we design. Operation is a part of the process, so design of that operation is also there. Okay, process design is concerned with. Overall sequence. How do we sequence the various operations? What should be the first operation? What is the second? What is the third? What is the fourth? And are all these operations value adding? This also I have told. So process design is concerned with the overall sequences of operations required to achieve the product specifications. It specifies the type of workstations. Lathe, grinding machine, drilling machine, ECM, EDM. Then machines and equipments necessary for that. And quantities in which each is required. For example, for producing 2000 engines, how many bolts or how many pins are required? How many cylinder heads are required? How many blocks are required? How many connecting rods are required? How many crankshafts are required? Quantities in which each is required. The sequence of operations in the manufacturing process is determined by the nature of product. What is the product? What is the nature? Is it heavy? Is it forging? Is it casting? Which raw material is used? Is it brass? Is it steel? The materials used, the quantities being produced, the existing physical layout of the plant. On that basis, because I want to produce in such a way that I don't move zigzag. I don't go forward and then come backward. There is no backtracking. So, considering the physical layout of the plant, I have to do the sequence of operations. For example, look at this process. Hot degassing. For example, this is a process. Now, what is the design of the process? Every 15 to 20 minutes, every batch, temperature should be 60 to 90 degrees once in a day. Time 15 to 20 minutes should be checked every batch. Temperature of 60 to 90 degrees centigrade should be checked once in a day. Pointage, as per that note, every batch we must check. Water rinsing, tap water. Time 30 to 60 seconds every batch. pH value we should check. It should be less than 12. Must be checked every day. So this is the control plan. For every operation, what I checked, how frequently I check, how I check, what is the instrument or what is the gauge, process flow diagram, which we have seen. Start, then process step, process step, process step. Then decision. There are various symbols, document, database, delay, transportation, these signs I used. Then after process design, I said operations design. Operations design is concerned with the design of individual manufacturing operation. For example, there is a multi-spindle automat. Then what should be the cycle time, which tool should be used, and all that. Operations design consists of examining man-machine relationship. For example, one man is operating two machines. What will be the interference? How the man will get busy and how much he will be idling? Man-machine relationship in the manufacturing process for converting raw materials into finished or semi-finished product. Operations design must specify how much of man and how much of machine time is required for each unit of production. The design of process requires answers to what are the characteristics of the product service offered to customer. We are discussing now process design. Then what is the expected volume of output? Then what kinds of machinery and equipments are available? Must the equipment or machinery be custom built for that particular operation? What is the cost of required equipment and machinery? What type of labor skills are available, in what quantities and what wage rates? How much money can be spent on manufacturing process? Should the process be capital intensive or labor intensive? Should the components be made or bought out or purchased? This is, we call it as make or buy decision. Should we do that? Design of process requires answers to how best to handle the materials. Then, systems approach to process planning and design. What are the inputs? Product, service information. So on that basis, we design our process. Environment. What are the customer needs? What are the desired product characteristics? Production system information, resource availability, available technology, technologies that can be acquired, strengths and weaknesses of the firm. Then operation strategy, positioning, competitive, which we have discussed already. Focus of factory and service facilities, allocation of resources, selection of type of process, study of vendor capabilities, acquisition, make or buy decisions, major, minor technological steps, product simplification, standardization, product design for producibility. Equipment studies regarding level of automation, linkages of machines, equipment selection and tooling. Production procedure studies including production sequence, material specifications and personnel requirements. Very important. This is conversion process going on. Facility studies regarding buildings design, layout of facilities, how you arrange the machines in your building. Plant layout, plant shop layout, design of specific processes and linkages among processes. Which is the first operation, which is the second operation. These are the outputs. Facilities, building design, layout of facilities, selection of equipments. Personnel estimates, how many people, skill level, number of employees, training and retraining, supervision requirements. So, I will go back and I will tell you again, systems approach to process design and process planning is, some inputs are there, then conversion process is there, then outputs are there. What are the outputs? Design of specific processes and linkages, facilities, personnel estimates. So basic process planning must begin during the product design. Though we cannot have the product design complete and then we look for the processes. No, it should be a simultaneous thing. Basic process planning must begin during the product design stages, where selection of materials and initial forms such as casting, forging, die casting, plastic molding take place. Because then we are having some time to look into the processes. The minimum possible cost of producing a part or a product is established by the design of the product. Hence, the process planning must start at the product design stage itself. Simultaneous engineering, I call it. While the product is getting designed, at the same simultaneously, we must do the process design, process planning. An effort to design for low manufacturing cost is referred to as production design. Process planning linked to product planning. Product planning, new technology, product final design. After product final design, we do the process R&D and process design parallelly. Workstation selection, workflow analysis. Operations design, operations content, operations methods. Diagram of overall development of processing plans. Functional design, production design, drawing. Product analysis, make or buy. Process decision, which process we should use. Workplace design, route sheets. Then modification of process plans. It starts with sales forecast. Design specification, sales forecast gives the make or buy. Diagram of overall development of process, processing plans. Scope of process design. Design of manufacturing of the product starts with the receipt of product specification and ends with the final plan with the manufacture of the product. The steps involved in the process design are, first, a careful review of the product design. and product specification to ensure that economic production is feasible. I have said it earlier also. Economic production is feasible. Determination of the methods of manufacture that will result in the optimum manufacturing cost. I said again and again, cost. Selection or development and procurement of all machines, tools, jigs and fixtures. Layout of production areas and auxiliary spaces and installation of the manufacturing facility to create a layout. Planning for and establishing the necessary control of materials, machines, manpower to ensure effective utilization of manufacturing facility for economical production of the product. The basic factors that affect the design of manufacturing process are, first, the volume. What is the volume? What is the forecast? Is it 1000 per month? Is it 2000 per month? 1000 per week? And what is the flexibility required? Volume. The required quality, the equipment that is available. For example, we need an internal grinding machine. But that kind of internal grinding machine is not available indigenously. So we have to see the possibility of importing it. The equipment that is available in the house or that can be procured for manufacturing of the product, because we know that a particular internal grinding machine is not available indigenously. We have to import it. Otherwise, no other process will give that quality. So we have to get that. Major factors that affect the process design is nature of product service, degree of vertical integration, product service volume flexibility, degree of automation, level of product service quality, degree of customer contact. So, now I will come to the production systems, which to some extent you are aware. Some production systems are product focused. What is product focused? The production departments are organized according to the product. For example, one type of a bearing. We have a line for manufacturing only that bearing. So the whole line, which is having drilling, milling, grinding, lapping, everything, which is a line which produces that product. So that production system, I call it as product focused. The production departments are organized according to the type of product or service. All production operations are grouped into one operation department. One production department, which I call it as, okay, XYZ bearing department. Or engine block department, or connecting rod department, or crankshaft department. All operations. Some operations are milling, some operations are drilling, some machines are automatic machines, multi-spindle automats. But that line produces that particular product. So, that production system is called as product oriented. I have a drawing to show that. Raw materials, components, sub-assemblies, assemblies, finished product. Sub-assemblies goes to finished product. Procured sub-assemblies go to finished product. Ultimately, this line is dedicated for making that product. So, this is called as product focused production system. Then I have process focused production. What is process focused? That line is grinding line. All grinding machines are there in that. Production operations are grouped according to the type of process. All drilling machines in one place. All grinding machines in one place. All turning machines in one place. Automats in one place. There is a department called automats department. It is not focused on one product. It is focused on that automat, for which the foreman or supervisor will be an expert in automats. So, process focus, production operations, job shops, intermittent production systems, batch production systems. This is the drawing. Job A goes like this, job B goes like this. Machines number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Machines are there. Foundry is there, welding is there, lathe section is there, quality control is there, like that. Process focused production system. Then group technology. The components are placed in families or groups. For example, there is a needle line. Component. One component is made in that group. Separate manufacturing cells. For needle, there is one. For bearing, there is one cell. For pins, there is one cell. For body, there is one cell. Separate manufacturing cells are used to manufacture these groups. Then these groups are assembled. Group technology. The parts are moving like this. That group comes out. Then cellular manufacturing. A close grouping of equipment for processing a sequence of operations in multiple units of family of a part is called a manufacturing cell. Multiple units of family are produced. For example, this cell 1, product A, cell 2, assembly, product B, product C, cell 3. Assembly of product A is done in cell 1, assembly of product B is done in cell 2, assembly of product C is done in cell 3. Manufacturing process technology refers to the equipment, people and systems used to produce firms, products and services. Key process technology decisions relate to organizing process flows, choosing appropriate product mix, adopt, for example, in a manufacturing line, a product mix is made. Adopting the process to meet strategic requirements, evaluating automation and high technology processes. Five types of process technologies. We have seen it earlier. Project, that means one of a kind product. Job shop, batch, assembly line and continuous flow. Process technology life cycles are related to product life cycles. From product startup to decline. Manufacturing processes undergo a change from job shop production through batch production, assembly line production and continuous flow production. How? That is seen here. Look, manufacturing cost goes down and down and down. How? Job shop, the cost is more, then batch, then assembly line and then continuous flow. Then the cost starts increasing. Process technology life cycles are related to product life cycles. Over the period of time, manufacturing cost per unit diminishes like this in mature products. The product life cycle starts from the stage of startup and ends up with the decline. That we know earlier. But cost, first we make in job shop, then we make batch, then we make assembly line, until ultimately we make continuous flow. The cost goes down and then goes up afterwards. The throughput volume, rates of process innovation, degree of automation will also change from stage of startup to stage of decline. Product process mix helps us to understand why and how manufacturing organizations change their production operations. With change in products, market requirements and competition, processes and procedures and human resources also will change. We have seen that. If process changes are not carried out, to accommodate the process life cycles, products and processes becomes incompatible. They are not having any relationship, resulting in competitive disadvantage. We cannot disturb our competitive advantage. Like this, for example, job shop production. We will do for a commercial printer where there is low volume and low standardization, then we will do the job shop production. Because in case of commercial printer, volume is low, standardization is low, we make only in job shop production. If there is a heavy machinery, we make batch production. Because rapid growth, low volume, multiple products. Then assembly line production we do for automobile assembly, because high volume, maturity, and for sugar mill we do continuous flow production because it is commodity, high volume, high standardization of products. So in case of sugar mill we do continuous flow, in case of automobile assembly we do assembly line production, in case of heavy machinery we do batch production, in case of commercial printer we do job shop production, and that is what is this diagram showing. I have seen this earlier, that batch size increases number of product designs increases. If more product designs are there, if batch size is low, we make job shop. Otherwise, we do cellular manufacturing. Otherwise, we do product focused batch system. Otherwise, do product focused dedicated system. Depending on the number of product designs. Number of product designs are low, batch size is more, we do product focused dedicated system. That is what this graph is showing. Fixed and variable costs tend to differ from one form of production process to another. Hence, economic analysis is used for comparing alternative processing plants. Economic analysis is in various things, is cost function of processing alternatives. Then operating leverage, break-even analysis, financial analysis. I will show you one by one. Economic analysis, cost function of processing alternatives. Look at this. Then automated assembly line is there. These are processing alternatives. If capital availability is not a factor and annual production costs are predominant consideration, the preferred process design depends on the production volume. If production volume is less than QA, job production should be preferred. In this earlier graph, what we have seen? If production is volume is less than QA, what should be preferred? Job production should be preferred. What is job production? Job shop. If it is volume is less than QA, the cost is always low. What we said again, if the production volume is between QA and QC, cellular manufacturing should be preferred. And if production volume is more than QC, then automated assembly line should be preferred because production volume is more, you are going to make more money. Then operating leverage. It is a measure of relationship between firm's annual cost and annual sales. If high percentage of firm's total costs are fixed, as we have seen, then firm is said to have high degree of operating leverage. I will explain to you. Operating leverage means a small percentage change in sales will result in large percent of change in operating income. How? Look at this. For example, this red line is sales revenue. Right? If the production volume is less, then we make only so much money, whereas our cost is this in cellular manufacturing, in automated assembly line. Okay? So, less and less is the production volume, more and more losses we make. If the losses are more going because of the less production volume, we say it is high percentage of operating leverage. So, if we have more fixed cost, more operating leverage. Look, if the volume is less, we make more and more loss. If volume is more, we make more and more profit. Because of the operating leverage. So, what I was telling is, higher long range losses can result from processes with higher operating leverage. What is operating leverage? Higher initial fixed cost. Higher operating leverage if the production volume is less. That means, if the operating leverage is high, that means if the initial fixed cost is high, if the operating leverage is high, and bad luck, unfortunately, let us say production volume goes down, we make more and more losses. So, wherever there is high operating leverage, we must make more production quantity. Otherwise, we are resulting into losses. This is the way how we should discuss operating leverage. What is operating leverage? Operating leverage is measure of the relationship between a firm's annual cost. If a high percentage of firm's total costs are fixed, then the firm is said to have high degree of operating leverage. A small percentage change in sales will result in large percentage of change in operating income, and so definitely losses or profit will go up in that proportion. operating leverage, higher long range losses can result from processes with higher operating leverage if production volume is less than break even point. What is break even point? This is the break even point. This is the break even point. If we have less production volumes, we will make more losses. Then break even analysis. What is break even analysis? This is our sales revenue and this is the total cost, including fixed cost and variable cost. And so this is the break even point. That means we must make production more than this break even point. Otherwise we will be making loss. Why? Because we have some fixed costs. We will be making losses if we have production cost. So we must make production volume which is more than the break even point. Then financial analysis, if it involves methods such as payback period, net present value, internal rate of return, IRR, profitability index. Assembly charts are used to provide an overall macro view of how materials and sub-assemblies are assembled. So these are the process planning aids. Look at this assembly chart. Then a process chart. Look at this process flow chart, flow process chart. Then look at this operations process chart. These are the process planning aids where we know how economically, how efficiently the parts move, how the operations move. For example, here we have all the components. This component goes to the assembly operations. This is the sub-assembly number one, this is sub-assembly number two. So this is an arrangement where I know what kind of processes I have to lay out. Then this is the flow process chart. Here I know how it goes from operation to delay, to movement, to inspection, to operation, 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 like that. This graph shows me how zigzag is my manufacturing process. And then this I know part number 4, part number 3, part number 2, part number 1 get ultimately assembled. So this gets into part number 4 is the 14th operation, it goes out. So these are the aids and this is how we should discuss our process design and process planning. Thank you.